What's up, gamers? Hello, and welcome to episode 31 of Video Games Are Cool. I think it's 31, I'm pretty sure. This is your number one awful video game podcast where I talk about any and all things video games related. This is for the week prior to April 8th. I am your one and only host, Shods, and or Cody, if you will. This is a weekly podcast that comes out every Monday, or in this case, a Wednesday. It's currently Wednesday. I'm recording this on a Wednesday. I'm really busy, okay? I work a lot. I don't have a lot of days off. It's just the way it worked. I think this is officially the latest the podcast has ever been out, which is unfortunate. But, you know, it's the truth. I'm also recording a video again for the second time. I still haven't uploaded last week's episode, even though it is in video format. And I don't know if I'm going to ever do it, but I figured why not be recording video? There's no reason to really not be doing it. The only downside is that if I wanted to edit the podcast, I'd have to edit. Well, I guess I don't need to edit the video form. I could just edit the audio, and then the audio listeners would just have a better version of it, I guess. But I don't know. There's still a lot of things I'm not sure of. However, next week, I actually, if my schedule stays the same and nothing like happens, I should have the weekend off. For sure Sunday. I know I have Sunday off. Hopefully Saturday as well. So I can actually work on the podcast legitimately and not just try to put some shit together at the last minute like I usually do. I'm not exaggerating though. And I'm not trying to be like, whoa, me. Like, I just work a lot. I work nights, mornings, overnight. I haven't had a day off since before I recorded the last episode. So I haven't had a day off since the last podcast. And I think my day off before I recorded that podcast was like 4 days before then when I recorded it. Which last week's episode was also late. I think I recorded that on Tuesday. And now it's a Wednesday, which I feel really bad about. But, you know, it can't be helped. I'm still, as long as I'm still keeping the role of putting out one every week, even if it is a teeny bit late, you know, I can live with it. I'm okay with it. It's not like I have anyone, like, wondering, where the hell's that episode at, you know? I'm not too worried about it. I was thinking about dabbling with and trying something new for this podcast and like having some like royalty free music playing in the background. But I decided against it just because I'm not too sure about it yet. Maybe I'll do like a practice episode and just record for myself and not upload it and just see how I feel about it. Make sure I get the music volumes right and it's not too overwhelming or distracting. Or maybe you want it to be distracting because this podcast is so shit. But I don't know. I don't have too much to talk about. So we're just going to jump into Kotaku's The Week in Games. This is a list provided by Kotaku where they list all of the games that come out for the week. And so two of these days, almost three of these days have already gone by. We're going to start with Monday, April 8th. We got Ghost 1.0 for the PS4, Assault of the Robots for the PC, Magic Farm 2, Fairylands for the PC, Hotel Magul Las Vegas for the PC, 30 Days to Survive for the PC, Jungle Z for the Switch. Tuesday, April 9th, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy for the PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch. And then it was supposed to be Shovel Knight Showdown and Shovel Knight King of Cards for lots of different platforms. However, both of those were delayed. I do not know the new dates of those, but they are delayed. Zanki Zero, Last Beginning for the PS4 and PC. Dangerous Driving for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Airport Simulator for the PS4. Falcon Age for the PS4. Vaporum for the PS4. Out There, The Alliance for the Switch. Dissection Simulator, Frog Edition, Steam VR and Oculus Rift. A Vacation Simulator for the Steam VR and Oculus Rift. Over the Cloud, Lost Planet for the PC. Wednesday, April 10th, we have Vaporum for the Xbox One. Cook, Serve, Delicious 2 for the Xbox One and Switch. The Mystery of Woolly Mountain for the PS4, Xbox One, PC, Mac, Switch, and iOS, and Android. Royal Roads for the PS4. Plague Punk Justice for the PC. Metaverse Keeper for the PC. Switch and Shoot for the Switch. Thursday, April 11th, we have Wave the Passive Fist for the Switch. Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice for the Switch. Oh, really? I forgot that was coming to the Switch. Shadowgate for the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Earth Defense Force, Iron Rain for the PS4. Vaporum for the Switch. Reigns Game of Thrones for the Switch. Back to Bed for the Switch. F-18 Carrier Landing for the Steam VR. Axiom Soccer for the PC. Acrobeth Tactics for the PC. Pathway for the PC and Mac. Weedcraft Inc. for the PC and Mac. Man, I wonder what that game is about. Tiny Tracks for the PC. Leaf for the PC. Bot Vice for the Switch. Box Align for the Switch. Doggy Ninja the Golden Mission for the Switch. Silence for the Switch. Superstar Path for the Switch. And the Demon Crystal for the Switch. Friday, April 12th, we have Constructor Plus for the PS4. Dark Quest 2 for the PS4. Rolling Sky for the Switch. Street Basketball for the Switch. I love street basketball games. Hopefully that's a good one. Probably not, though. A Dark Room for the Switch. Paradox Vector for the PC. Hot Lap Heroes for the PC and Mac. Bubbles the Cat for the PC. And lastly, Saturday, April 13th, there is one release of Train Valley 2 for the PC. All right. Also, I forgot to mention, I'm still testing out this microphone. It still doesn't sound exactly the way I want it to, but you know, I'm still a work in progress as I move it a little bit. I don't know. I don't really know how to situate it either. It doesn't matter. Moving on. So Borderlands 3, there's more Borderlands 3 to talk about. If you listened to last week's episode, they announced it at PAX, as everyone was expecting, and it was kind of a shit show announcement, to be honest, but all that is in the past. It is announced, and then April 3rd was even more info. So on April 3rd, it was officially announced that Borderlands 3 is coming out September 13th, 2019, which was accidentally leaked on Twitter by Gearbox, I believe, and then it has now been confirmed that that is the release date, which I think is a perfect release date. September 13th sounds like a really good time for it to come out. September in general is just a really good time. I wouldn't have minded like a little earlier, like a summer release would have been wonderful, but September is great. It will be out on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and as rumored, the PC version will be exclusive to the Epic Games Store until April 2020, to which it will be available on Steam. And apparently people are really upset about this. I didn't think they'd be this upset about it, but they are. Like, people are outraged. There's people saying they are not going to play the game until April 2020, which is wild to me. It's so wild. Like, I get it. The Epic Game Store isn't there yet. There's missing a lot of features. It's not perfect. I guess people just really like Steam and they want their like Steam achievements and like the card system thing that they have. I don't really know. I'm not a big Steam guy. I don't really care. But people are really passionate about this and their opinions. And my hot take is that I don't give a shit, dude. I don't care if it came out on fucking Uplay. Like, I don't care. As long as I can play the game, that's all that matters. All that matters. I don't care what fucking launcher it comes out on. I don't know. People are outraged. And they care way more than I thought they were going to. And it was just kind of hard, like, the conversation, like, me talking about this in general is kind of a dumpster fire, because anytime a Twitch streamer talks about it or someone mentions it on Twitter, it's just like a shitstorm of people talking about it. It's really a sore subject, actually, and I should probably stay away from it. But my opinion on this, as it is with most things, I don't give a fuck. I just don't care. Like, like I said, it doesn't matter what launcher it's on. Yes, if it was on Steam, I'd probably get it on Steam, maybe. Well, I don't know. I mean, I did buy Division 2 on the Epic Game Store, even though I'm technically playing the game with Uplay. So I don't really understand how that's working. Because every time I launch Division 2, it says Uplay, but I bought it through the Epic. Doesn't matter. But yeah, I don't know. It's also weird that it's exclusive until a certain date to which it'll come out on Steam. Which is interesting, you know, like, because it's not like, I don't know how to form words on the opinion that I have in my head. So maybe I'll just move on. But yeah, Epic Game Store, people mad about it. I don't really care. I am probably going to play it on PC, though. I've always played Borderlands on console, specifically Xbox. But over time, I've more and more leaned away from console, and I'm really enjoying playing games on PC. I'm still playing, like, single-player games on Xbox. You know, I played Far Cry 5 on Xbox, and I'll probably play, if I ever get around to a New Dawn, I'll probably play that on Xbox as well. But I kind of want to play this on PC, so Borderlands 3, which might not be a problem, which I'll talk about later, but I'll probably play it on PC. Along with this announcement on April 3rd, they also came out with a new trailer, which was awesome, and it showed off more of the new Vault Hunters we have, and we have names. So first up is Moze, which is the Gunner class. When Moze needs backup, she digistructs her mech, Iron Bear, for a sucker punch of additional firepower. Then we have Amara, which is the Siren class, a confident, capable brawler with the ability to summon Ethereal Fists. Amara will use her Siren powers to smash her enemies, which sounds amazing. That's kind of the class I want to play as, to be honest. Then we have Flak, which is the Beastmaster class. Flak lives for the hunt. So do the loyal beasts that follow their master's every command. Their preferred prey, unsuspecting bandits, those poor suckers. And then lastly, Zane, which is the operative class. Specialized in battlefield gadgetry, Zane is extremely proficient at slipping into combat, creating chaos, and sneaking back out as if he were never there. So yeah, the classes are pretty cool. I'll probably play as Amara. Or Moze. The mech class seems really cool. Because other players can ride the mech, you can control the mech. It just sounds really cool. But I love sirens. And a siren that punches things sounds really fun. The villains are known as the Calypso Twins, who are uniting the bandit clans and claiming the galaxy's ultimate power. Whatever the fuck that means. But they seem cool. You know, a good game needs a good villain, and this game has two of them. Pre-orders are live with a standard edition at $59.99 with a pre-order bonus of gold weapon skins and a weapon trinket. The deluxe edition of the game, which will be $79.99, will include retro cosmetic pack, which is the Vault Hunter's head and skin, Echo Device skin, and weapon skin. Neon Cosmetic Pack, which is a Vault Hunter's head and skin, Echo Device skin, and weapon trinket. Gearbox Cosmetic Pack, which is weapon skin and weapon trinket. Toy Box Weapon Pack 2, or excuse me, Toy Box Weapon Pack, which is two toy guns, two grenade mods, weapon trinket, XP, and loot drop boost mods. And the pre-order bonus is the same as the first one, which is gold weapon skins and weapon trinkets. And then lastly, there's a super deluxe edition. Oh, excuse me, not lastly. There's also a super deluxe edition, which is $100, which will include all the bonus digital content and pre-order bonuses of the deluxe edition, plus the Borderlands 3 season pass, which will include four campaign DLC packs featuring new stories, missions, and challenges, Butt Stallion weapon skin, weapon trinket, and grenade mod. Note that the price of this will increase to $119.99 on September 17th, 2019, for whatever reason. I guess to try to encourage you to pre-order the game before the game comes out. Or I guess that's what I pre-order it. Encourage you to pre-order the game. And then after that, on September 17th, the Super Deluxe Edition will raise its price to $120. I don't really understand the point of that. I mean, I kind of get, like, I know why, but I don't know. Lastly, the Diamond Loot Chest Collector's Edition for $249.99. Probably the edition I will buy, even though I cannot afford and should not buy it. But there's a chance that there's a possibility I won't be able to buy this because it's sold out in like 10 minutes of it being announced. I'm assuming there will be more pre-orders available in the future, but who knows? I have no idea. It's also a GameStop exclusive, which, ew, but, you know, is what it is. It is a GameStop exclusive collector's edition, which includes the full game, season pass, and all bonus digital content and pre-order bonuses for the Super Deluxe Edition, plus Diamond Loot Chest Replica, featuring a functional retractable lid. This chest is perfect for storing your real-world loot. Borderlands 3 character figurines, 10 of them, I believe, make room on your shelf for the whole crew, including the four new Vault Hunters, the Calypso Twins, and some of your favorite characters from the Borderlands universe. Sounds awesome. A Sanctuary 3 snap model. Construct your very own Sanctuary 3 model ship and display it proudly on its included stand. You also get Vault keychains, four of them, because you never know when you might stumble across an unopened vault. Cloth galaxy map. Discover new worlds beyond Pandora with Typhoon DeLeon's map of the Borderlands. Character art lithographs, five of them. Unique character prints starring the new Vault Hunters and fanatical Calypso twins. That's a hard word. Fanatical. And then lastly, Borderlands 3 Steelbook Case, a gorgeous metal case for any collector's shelf. But yeah, like I said, that sold out really fast. And even though I should not spend that much money, I really, 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 really want it. So maybe I'll get it and maybe I won't. I definitely will not pay a higher price than that though. Like, I'm not going to go to eBay and pay $350 for it. If I get it, cool. If I don't, you know, it's whatever. Again, it's just the game that I really care about. I just want to play the game. And then some other news for Borderlands. There have been loot changes that were confirmed. In co-op, you will no longer be fighting over loot. Each player will have their own loot drops that only they can see, which is cool. I'm happy about this, but at the same time, I think fighting over loot is really fun. Taking loot from your friends, or like being, hey, I have this shotgun over here, it's got these stats, I don't really want it, you can have it if you want it, or like, hey, I got a shield over here you can have, or, you know, just sharing things, dropping loot, which I wonder, since you don't share the same loot pool, can you still like drop a weapon on the ground and give it to someone? You know, that's something I wonder about. I'm pretty sure this is confirmed. Pretty sure. I read about it, and it sounded like this is what Gearbox said in a blog. But I don't know. I didn't read the blog myself. So, I'm, you know, internet. Bunch of liars. Will Borderlands 3 have cross-platform co-op? Well, according to the Microsoft Store, it will. Before it got taken down, the Microsoft listing for Borderlands 3 said that it will have support for cross-platform play. In response, 2K said that cross-play is something we're looking at closely, but don't have anything to confirm or announce at this time, and I call bullshit. I think that they could confirm this if they wanted to. I think it will have cross-platform, and I'm excited about it. I really am. I really do think this game will have cross-platform, mainly because of the Epic Game Store. People are freaking out about it, but Fortnite is a cross-platform game, and I think with Borderlands 3 being on the Epic Game Store allows them to also use those tools, which will make the game cross-platform. So, you know, it's just another reason why I think it's possible. I also think that they just don't want to talk about it yet because they're kind of keeping it in their back pocket as like a last minute thing to announce to like hype up the game a little more. You know, and just be like, hey, the game's out in 2 months. Oh, by the way, it's going to have cross-platform play, bitches. And then the internet will be like, oh my God, cross-platform play, I love it. But I don't know. But yeah, I think cross-play between Xbox and PC is guaranteed. For sure going to happen. PS4 and PC cross-play, extremely likely as well. Just below as likely as Xbox PC. However, cross-play between Xbox and PS4 is like a whole other conversation that might not even be happening. You know, Xbox, PlayStation, man, they don't play well together, you know? They're on the playground, they're pushing each other off swings and throwing rocks at each other. They just can't get along, man. They play tag and they beat the shit out of each other. You know, those kids, they don't get along, but we'll just have to see. I'm so excited for Borderlands 3. I downloaded the Borderlands 1 Remastered Edition, the like Game of the Year Enhanced Edition, I think is the official name of it. I only played like an hour of it, but it was awesome, and I really want to jump back into it and play it. I also have this huge urge to play Borderlands 2 again. And I'm all about Borderlands right now. Like, I'm so excited. It's all I can think about. It's the only game I want to play, honestly. Which sucks, because there's a lot of games I need to be playing. But here I am, playing games from fucking... When did Borderlands 1 come out? Like, 2007? And Borderlands... I know Borderlands 2 came out in 2012. Because I just remember it's the year I graduated high school. And then... I don't know. I just love it. Pre-sequel. I actually never played it. People say it's shit. I can't really say it because I haven't played it. I do own it, though. I own the Hanford collection, so... I don't know, dude. Where are we at? Division 2's first major update drops. The update is called Tidal Basin, which has new challenges, a new stronghold, and brings World Tier 5, which will reward higher gear. Two new exotic weapons, and an invasion event. Division 2's first 8-player raid will be out later this month on April 25th. Yeah, I love Division 2. I haven't played it in like a week, but I still love it. I want to get back into it. I'm nowhere near World Tier 5 yet. I'm not even at endgame, so I have a lot of stuff to do in Division still. So I've not played Tidal Basin, but I watched some Twitch streamers play it. Watch some Mixer streamers play it. It looks fun. A lot of people seem to enjoy it. The new Stronghold mission looks really cool. But yeah, I haven't played it yet because I haven't had time to play Division 2. However, I did find time to play 1 hour of Borderlands. So I'm just full of excuses, really. Speaking of Division 2, Division 2 has an Easter egg that may tease the next Assassin's Creed. So a poster in the game features a Norse god or Viking with the word Valhalla on it. And it appears that this Norse god and or Viking is holding an orb that looks like the Apple of Eden from the Assassin's Creed series, which teases that the next Assassin's Creed game could be around Vikings. So yeah, give me that. I want that game. That sounds awesome. If there's anything that Odyssey and Origins showed me, is that you can take whatever fucking era you want and it's going to be good. Odyssey is an incredible, incredible game. Origins, also incredible. I have so much faith that they could make a Vikings game and it'd be amazing with ship combat, axe combat. I want to be a Viking right now. Give it to me. This sounds amazing. I actually believe this because, you know, where do you go after fucking Greece? Or Rome? It was Greece, right? Odyssey is Greece. Dude, I'm all over the place. Yeah, Vikings though, and Assassin's Creed. Give it to me. I want it. Next story. Nintendo announced that Super Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild will get Nintendo Labo VR support. Along with this announcement and a tweet was a gameplay trailer, and it looks pretty good. Yeah, it looks cool. That's all I gotta say. Nintendo Labo VR doesn't look too impressive. You know, you are just putting the console in front of your face after all. But, I mean, it could be fun. And again, majority of it is for kids. But, you know, they're not going to say adults can't play it either. But, I don't know. I wonder how comfortable the VR mask thing is going to be. Is it out yet? It's not out yet, is it? I don't think it is. I can't imagine being too comfortable, but I don't know, dude. Only time will tell. And then that's all I have written down in my notes, but I have some tabs open of other stories. Super Meat Boy Forever has been delayed. Originally coming out this month, is now coming out after, but not too far, after April 2019. So there is no date for it. But it will come soon after 2019. After April. It just won't be coming out in April. So, if you're excited, too bad. You gotta wait. This is just like a fun little story, I thought. So, the new game coming out called Outer Worlds has a weapon in it that deforms your enemy's face. We started out as a bug, an unintentional bug, and then they're like, hey, that's kind of funny. Let's make an actual weapon. It just sounds fun. It's a weapon that deforms the face, and I don't know. It was just a goofy thing. You can go read the article for yourself. That's all I got to say. I just want to share it with you. So Xbox added some new games to its Game Pass. First up, we got Prey, which is coming tomorrow, April 11th. The Golf Club 2, which is also coming tomorrow. Monster Hunter World comes out April 18th. That's a big one to have in the Epic Game Store. Or not Epic Game Store. Fuck! The Game Pass. The Walking Dead, A New Frontier. Which is a Telltale game coming out April 18th. Life is Strange 2, Episode 2 for April 24th. And then Resident Evil 5 for April 25th. I don't care what anyone says. Resident Evil 5 is an amazing game and I love it to death. I love Resident Evil 5. It's honestly one of my favorite games on the Xbox 360. Or of that generation, rather, because it's on other platforms like PC, PlayStation, whatever. Resident Evil 5, though, I fucking love that game. It's really fun, especially if you're playing with a friend. It's a tremendous co-op game. It's not scary. Yeah, it's not your typical Resident Evil game. I don't give a shit. I think it's fun. You punch a boulder, and Chris is just awesome. You can, like, suplex zombies and shit. Actually, I don't know if you can suplex. I don't remember. You can, like, clothesline them and do some really cool, like, finishing moves on zombies, which is my favorite. I love doing the finish. Like, all you gotta do is shoot him in the leg, and then you just walk up to him and do, like, this finisher, and it's awesome, and I love it. Resident Evil 5 is a blast. I enjoy it a lot. Sony launched that you can change your PSN name. It's official. You can go do it. I would think about it first, because there are some, like, huge caveats to it. There's like a list of games that if you change your ID, these games will cause issues. But then they have a list of games that seem to work fine. And like, I already checked, all the games that I really care about are fine. Like, if I ever want to go back and play like Destiny 1 or Destiny 2 on PlayStation 4, those games are fine. God of War is fine. All the Uncharted games are fine. Last of Us is fine. And then I think Last of Us is fine. Now that I think of it, I don't remember seeing it on the list, but as long as all the Uncharted games are fine, you know, that's all I care about. I should have looked to see if Spider-Man was on the list. I didn't see Spider-Man either, but again, I don't think I was looking for it. But yeah, I went to change my name, which I'm pretty sure before the name changes were out, my name that I wanted was not taken. I'm fairly certain it wasn't. And then I went to change it and it was taken. And like, was I just too late? Did someone take it? Or maybe this person did exist and I just didn't notice them before. But I was mad. I was really, really mad that the name I wanted was taken. And so then I need to think of a different name that I want. Because I do want to change my name. Because my name on PlayStation sucks. Which, I don't play PlayStation that much. Especially multiplayer games. So it's not like it bothers me too much. But I really want to change my name. And it's taken. And I'm really sad about it. I was legitimately upset. I really thought that it was available. And that I could have it. But it wasn't. And I was sad. I cried. Real tears. I didn't actually cry real tears. Fortnite removes fan-created map Arita due to not adhering to guidelines. I don't know why I read that to you, because I didn't read this story. I don't know what those guidelines were. So, and I don't really feel like reading it, because I don't give a shit about Fortnite. So if you want to read about it, go read about it. I'll move on, though. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate commercial implies stage builder mode may be on the way. So a commercial came out for Super Smash Bros. And like there's a little part of it that kind of looks like stage building. And yeah, that's all I got. Which would be awesome, by the way, if you could build stages. It'd be really cool. I don't think it's very necessary. But it's a cool feature to have. End of the Gungeon adds dog petting after being called out on Twitter. So there's this Twitter account called Can You Pet the Dog? And they're awesome. And they just tell you dogs and games that you can or cannot pet. And they put out a tweet saying, hey, following an update, or no, it's like, you cannot pet this dog in End of the Gungeon. And then after an update, they added that you can go pet the dog now. Which I think is awesome. I don't know if they did it because of the tweet or if it was always planned, but you can go pet it and it's adorable. By the way, if you have not played Enter the Gungeon, do it. Fix it. It is available on every platform. I own it on Xbox, PC, and the Switch. It is a fantastic game. One of my favorite games to play on the Switch, even though I mostly play on an Xbox, but it's a very fun game, and I think lots of people should play it. It's a roguelike looter-shooter game. that's essentially what it is. It's a roguelike game, so like if you die, it's over. You got to start a new run, and it's really fun. It's really, really fun, and I think it's definitely worth your time. Anonymous Millionaire wants to set up a real-life battle royale on private island. The last person standing will win 100,000 euros? Is that what that is? I'm not good with currency. But, okay, so it's my understanding that it's going to be like an airsoft. I think it's airsoft, maybe laser kind of thing. It's not actual murder, by the way. Like, not actual murder battle royale. It's, you're going to be wearing armor with, like, sensors on them. And I believe it's, like, an airsoft thing to say that you were hit and that you're out or whatever. But, yeah, he wants to set up this real event. And, yeah. So, equipped with airsoft guns and touch-sensitive body armor. And it sounds awesome. It sounds like a really cool event. Hopefully if they do it, it's televised or recorded or streamed on Twitch, rather. Probably streamed on Twitch. I don't think it'd be like televised, but it sounds really cool and really fun. And I think I don't see it in this article, but the original thing I read was, to be, duos. He wanted to do a duos, but I don't know. That's a cool idea, though. I'm glad that someone, like, I think the idea is that it's going to be on an actual island, which would be cool. And I'm surprised no one's, like, tried to do this yet. I'm sure a lot of paintballers have done something similar to this, but I never got into paintball, really. My friends played paintball. They'd, like, go out of the woods, and they'd set up like forts and barriers and play capture the flag and all that. Like, it always seems really fun, but I just never was able to do it. I also didn't own a paintball gun, which was a problem. But I almost bought one because it looked really fun. Like, playing paintball seemed fun, you know, minus the pain and injury part. But, you know, I'm kind of a pansy as well. So I wasn't bothered by not being able to play. Let's just leave it at that. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 finally has a combat record. However, it is only available in the app or through the website. So you still can't view it in-game, which is, I don't understand. Like, your combat record, you can't view it in the game. I don't understand what the issue is or why it's not there yet. But if you want to see it, you can. It just has to be through the app or on the website. So there you go. Elder Scrolls Blades, which is Elder Scrolls' mobile game, has early access, and it opens. It's available to everyone. The only thing you need to do is have a Bethesda.net account, and then you can play Elder Scrolls Blades. I'm not too interested because I'm not a big mobile game guy, unless it's a stupid, silly game. Like, the mobile game I've been playing lately is called Lancha Libre, and you launch a luchador, you know, you're in like a wrestling ring and you launch him off the ropes. He hits your enemy and then he goes flying, and then there's enemies that you land on and you try to go the distance, and it's really stupid, but it's fun. I've been grinding it, and for some reason I made it my goal to purchase every single upgrade available in the game, which I'm at a point now where like upgrades in the game are like 45 million in-game dollars. Which is a lot. And so the grind is real, but I'm still playing it because I'm dumb. Anyways, I got off topic. And the last thing I have here is God of War wins best game at BAFTA Game Awards, which is the British Academy Game Awards. So, shocker, God of War won best game again. Well-deserving, though. I don't think any other games really came close. Like, Red Dead Redemption 2 is a really good game, but I don't think it was Game of the Year material, at least in my opinion. If anything, Assassin's Creed Odyssey is Game of the Year material, but that to the extent that God of War was, obviously. And yeah, there's, you know, they had other awards, but a Game of the Year is the only one that matters in life. I don't know why I said it like that. So yeah, another short episode, kind of. Under the 40-minute mark, under the hour mark, which is impressive considering my first few episodes are very long, but I also rambled a lot in the beginning of the episodes. Luckily, I don't have a lot to talk about because all I've been doing is work. And when you're at work all day, every day, you don't have a life. And when you don't have a life, you have nothing to talk about. Unless I just sat here and talked about work and complained like a lot of other sad, poor souls do. But I don't want to do that. So I'm going to leave it at that and move on. I just noticed that you can see the flicker on my God of War box back there. That's my candle. I have a candle right next to me. Because if you're a gamer and you don't have a candle, fix that. Okay, if you're a gamer, right, you're sitting here playing games for 17 hours. Guess what? You smell disgusting, all right? So you have this nice, beautiful scented candle next to you. And you know what? Your whole room just smells better. You feel better. It's better for everyone involved, okay? If you're a gamer, fucking get a candle. I'm not even kidding. Like, do it. It'll change your life. Trust me. Also, my office / bedroom smells disgusting if I don't have a candle. And, like, if I can't stand the smell, that's a bad thing. That's a really bad thing. So I've been rocking that candle life for, like, over a year now. Where I pretty much always have a candle lit in my room if I'm in here. And yeah, I don't know why I went into that little spiel, but I'm going to end it now. You can find me on Twitter, at the Shods. You can find me on Instagram, which is shods.tv. You can find me streaming video games live on the internet over on mixer.com/shods or twitch.tv/theshods. Like I said, I've been working every single day, so I haven't been streaming, all that much, but this weekend which I have off, I plan on streaming some more. And I want to test this microphone for streaming, which I haven't used this microphone on stream yet. So I want to see also the R in streamers. Let's fix that. There we go. Hold up. It's very important. There, streamer. See, that's what I am. Barely, just barely. I stream like 5 hours every month. Streamer. Hey, man, I'm busy. Okay, so it's not under the 40-minute mark anymore. I rambled too much, but it is still a short episode, okay? I kind of want to record an episode of my another podcast called Shodscast either tonight or maybe tomorrow night. Actually, definitely not tomorrow night. I'm going to be working until like 5 a.m. tomorrow night. So I'm probably going to kill myself after that. But if I don't kill myself Friday, I hope to record an episode of the Shodscast because there's a lot of things I want to talk about. But I just haven't had time to really sit down and put my thoughts together. So look out for that. Shodscast coming at you hot and spicy. Seriously, though, come swing by my stream if I'm streaming. I will love it because no one else does. Oh, I'm a sad person. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. See you next week, which will hopefully be on time. Video games are cool. Episode 32, I think it will be. I'll talk about other relevant news, hopefully. All right. I want to go. Bye.